authentic news source and reliable broadcaster. This is CII Radio live from Africa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is CII Radio broadcasting live from Johannesburg, South Africa, and we interrupt this program to bring you some very, very sad news indeed. As the saying goes, Maut al-alim, Maut al-alam, the death of a scholar is the death of the entire universe. Somebody who had great spiritual attachment from many people throughout the four corners of the world has left this temporary abode. Hazrat Hakim Shah Akhtar Saab Damat Barakatuhum has left this temporary place. Hazrat was a Khalifa of Mulana Shah Abrarul Haq of Hardoi and Hazrat Mulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, and they too were both senior Khalifas of Hakim al-Ummat Mulana Muhammad, Mulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. And certainly as we announce this evening, the world has lost a very, very great wali of our time. May Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat the highest rank in Jannah and give us the ability to have perhaps a replacement of such a great personality who has left us. Very, very sad news indeed. Many senior alims, many senior ulama leaving our presence in the past few months. And this is one great, great loss for the entire ummah. We do know, inshallah, the namaz, the janazah salah, will be performed tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pakistani time at the Ashraful Madaris, the Sindh Baluch Society in Gulistan at Johar in Karachi in Pakistan. Once again, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah do we come and to Him do we return. Allahumma ghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. Allahumma ij'al quburahum rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Joining us on the line, live now from Indonesia, is Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein with his response to this great loss for the Ummah. Let's welcome Mufti Saab online. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan, Hafiz Ibrahim Musa, barakallahu feekum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, after hearing the news, Maghrib Salat time in Jami Masjid, so the brothers came and informed me, and it's written on our board, notice board as well. We say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What does the Quran Kareem teach us about the Awliyaullah? One has to read Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and verses number 62, 63, 64, 65. Almighty Allah Jalla teaches us, Allah, behold, Inna Awliya Allahi, that verily the special friends of Almighty Allah, La khawfun alayhim, there is no fear upon them, Wa la hum yahzanun, and no grief and sadness for them, meaning even when they go through the difficulties of life, but they always remain positive regarding the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and the calamities and problems that come about is not because of sins, but it is a azmaish, a test and a trial to elevate their rank and status. Who are the special awliyaullah? Allazina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. They are those people who possess the true iman and they have the quality of true taqwa. Wherever they are in khalwat and jalwat, in private and public, they have that quality of taqwa and true piety. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states regarding them in Surah Yunus, as I mentioned, verses 62, 63, 64, 65. Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya. For them is great tidings in this worldly life. They themselves will see dreams, others will see dreams, and inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, has prepared for them a better abode and a permanent abode. La tabadila li kalimatillah. No one can change the words of Almighty Allah. That will remain, time will continue, but the verdict and judgment of Allah will always be the same. Zalika huwa al-fawzul azim. And that is the supreme success. Without the shadow of doubt, Hazrat Hakim Saab, now we have to say Rahimahullah, because he has passed on. As Hafiz Ibrahim Musa has mentioned, tomorrow 9 o'clock is Janazah Salat Day in Karachi. Pakistani time. Now let us just take few lessons from Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah's life. He was a person that his first ta'alluq, Islahi ta'alluq, was with Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Partab Gari, a waliye kamil, a special friend of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Thereafter with Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahimahullah, and thereafter with Hazrat Maulana of the Hardoi, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahimahullah. So three shuyukh. And once I remember when Hazrat came to Darul Newcastle, and Hazrat said that from three of these oceans he has drank the great, great knowledge or spirituality. If we just look in South Africa, we have Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahimahullah, one of the most senior khulafa of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib of Darul Uloom Hafizahullah, Maulana Mansurul Haq Sahib there in Rustenburg, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar there in Durban. Obviously for them, they know and the Ummah knows what we have lost, that he was a special, special person. What was his functions? His function was to enhance and create the love of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in the hearts of people, whether it was through his lectures, whether it was through his poetry, and thousands of khulafa throughout the world, and thousands of murid throughout the world. I remember very well, once I was in Makkah Mukarrama, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib was rendering a lecture there, and we went to listen to Hazrat Hakim Sahib, and he said that when you see the people performing tawaf and so forth, then we must not look at the faults of others whilst we are performing tawaf. Rather, we must say, Ya Allah, mujhe to lutf aa raha hai, the pleasure we are receiving whilst performing this tawaf around your house, Ya Allah, and you made us our mehman, you made us the mehman and the duyufur rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah. So yes, he was a very, very great towering figure. Hamni ulama in Pakistan. Recently, Maulana Tanveerul Haq Sahib, the illustrious son of Hazrat Maulana Shamul Akhtar Tanveer Rahimahullah, was in our country. And I know because I had to translate for Hazrat. So he said that, you know, that his sheikh is Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah. So thousands of ulama had taken their bay'ah and the oath of allegiance on Hazrat's hand, so that they could enhance themselves spiritually. Now for me and you as the Ummah, what should we be doing? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, that surely, surely we will put you through various, various types of tests. Sometimes with fear, we see in South Africa how much fear there is. وَالْجُوعِ, and sometimes hunger. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and sometimes nuksan in the wealth. That is, that a person now, Allah forbid, the shop is burglary, the car is hijacked, Allah forbid. Well, anfus, and sometimes those who are near and dear to us, they pass away. Just today I was speaking about it in Darul Zakariya. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. What is sakarat? We all have to go through that, and who knew? This morning we spoke about it in Madrasa Darul Zakariya, in the majlis of our beloved Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, and there also dua was made for Hazrat Hakim Sahib. But now dua will have to be made for Maghfirat. So remember this, that this is a trial and a test. We all have to go through it. With thamarat and the fruits, so it means our businesses, our farms and so forth. So what should we do? What should the khulafa do? The murideen do? Muta'alliqeen? And the family, Maulana Mazhar Sahib and his entire family, obviously they understand. They not only lost a father, but they lost a sheikh, a person who had illuminated many, many parts of the world. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. Our function on occasions like this is رِضَى بِالْقَضَى. Ya Allah, it is your decree. How the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, they were so shocked. They did not know what had happened, but we know what is happening. So therefore, our function is to make sabr. Alladina ida asabathum musiba, that when that calamity afflicts them, then they say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that verily we belong to Allah, and verily unto Allah is a return. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the giant, one of the greatest scholars of his time, he said, what is the wisdom and the rationale of Salatul Janaza? The Imam is there and the people are behind the Imam. But in front of the Imam, the Janaza, therefore there's no ruku, there's no sajda. It is a gift that we give back to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you are the ultimate owner. We will relish and cherish the moments we sat when we were studying in Karachi in the 70s. There were great, great giants and ulama, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, and Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, but he was not in Karachi, he was there in Multan. Like that, there were giants. So Mufti Rashid Ahmed Sahib Ludhianvi Rahimahullah. Once, twice we did go in Karachi also to Hazrat Hakim Sahib's Majlis. So all that we relish and cherish that, you know, what a great personality he was. And definitely that we have to say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah taught us that we have to just continue making dua and we should make sadaqah jariyah, whatever charity, and definitely the best dua we can make for our asatiza, for our beloved mashayikh, for the great, great awliyaullah is Rabbana lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. Surah 59 verse 10. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive those who have passed away before us, our brothers. Brothers mean Islamic Muslim brothers, sisters. Wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. Those who have passed away before us with iman. So this is our dua. And to all of us, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah's books have been translated in various languages. I have so many books here with Allah's help, 90% of them in Urdu. So we should try and read the books of Hazrat Hakim Sahib. And in that way, inshallah, we will still take benefit, a great, great legacy. And he has hundreds of khulafa, thousands of murid in different countries. So we should try and keep the alluk and connection with them. And in that way, inshallah, we can still enhance ourselves spiritually. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for the Ummah. Last week when Alim came from Pakistan, and while speaking, he was crying. And he wept, you know. And we asked him what happened. He said, Pakistan yateem ho gaya. What he meant was, in such a short space of time, if you take the last 10, 15 years, how many ulama have left this world from Pakistan? How many of them have become shaheed and they were bombed and they were killed and murdered by the enemies? And how many of them, due to sickness or illness or whatever else, left this world? So that is what we meant, that, you know, Pakistan yateem ho gaya. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant Hazrat Hakim Sahib the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus and Sabr Jameel to the family. We all should take ibrat from this. When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Sakarat, Allahumma inni ala Sakaratil Maut. Oh Allah, assist me against the pains and pangs of death. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was in Sakarat. What did he say? Waja'at Sakaratul Maut bil Haqq. Dad, remember the Sakarat is a reality. Each person has to go through it. For some people, it is very, very short and, you know, split second. And for others, it can be very, very long. Umar Farooq radiallahu an Amirul Mu'mineen, he said, Lawadittu, Anni turiktu kafafa la alayya walali. How I desire. I have that ardent, ardent desire that, Ya Allah, just put me through the examination, that I must not be punished and I'm not rewarded also. But he was given letters, tidings of Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was their extreme piety. Then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, his last stages, what dua is he making? Allahumma ajma' ummat Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With his own eyes, he's seeing the ummah fragmented. Oh Allah, you bring about unity in this ummah of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, and it is his last stages, and Abdurrahman al-Mubin Muljim, the enemy and the shaitan who murdered Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is about to breathe his last, he says, فزت ورب الكعبة. I am successful, I take قسم on the one who possesses the بيت الله, the كعبة مشرفة. أمير معاوية رضي الله عنه, it is his last stages. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, the Mubarak hair of Mustafa alayhi salam was distributed. The Mubarak nails of Mustafa alayhi salam were distributed. He made wasiya in his last moments and told the people after Ghusl Kafan, then take the nails Mubarak of Mustafa alayhi salam, place it under my eyes. And then you read my Salatul Janaza and bury me. Khallu bayna Muawiya wa bayna arhamir rahimin. Then leave Muawiyah radiallahu anhu warda and arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. Said Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an in his last stages. And now he, Marwan, enters and says, Shafaq Allah ya Abu Huraira. Allah gives you shifa, O Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith, for all times and all places makes this dua. Allahumma. اللهم وإني أحب لقاءك فأحب لقائي. Oh Allah, I love meeting you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you love meeting me. Imagine what duas they were making right in the last stages of their life. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu warda, the grand mufti of the Sahabas, it is his last moment. And he says, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ يَا اللَّهِ, I take qasam on your honor, Ya Allah, that I love you, Ya Allah. And then he departs from this temporary world. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, it is his last moment. And he's about to leave this world there in Syria. Beloved Syria, what is happening there? And he reads the Quranic verse, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ أُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَلَا عَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This akhirat, that tilka darul akhirah, the year after is for those people who do not want that lofty lifestyle like the enemies of Islam. They don't want mischief, fasad and fitna on this earth. Their aim, their objective in life is rida'i ilahi, to please Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. The final analysis is solely only for those who possess taqwa. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, in Ghunyatul Talibin, for each one of us, what a wonderful lesson. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. Every day how many kafan are being washed. Now the kafan is being prepared for Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah. Tomorrow my kafan, your kafan will be prepared, O Muslim, O Muslimah. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But the person who's going to the shroud and kafan, me and you, we visiting the malls and bazaars, shopping continues. How much shopping we did just today. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug every day? If you just come here to our cemetery here in Lanesia, Avalon, every day you will find 8, 9, 10 graves vacant. Must be one of the busiest graveyards and cemetery in South Africa. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person, me and you, going to the grave, we are deceived with the occasions of happiness and joy. Today I just bought my new car. Tomorrow my daughter is getting married. The next day my son got his results and he passed with flying colors. And then after 1 year is the Aqiqah, and all these occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us and they delude us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, Pirani Peer, the sage of the age, used to say, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent. My wealth is increasing. And people look at me. I have so much. But remember, Allah is teaching us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. O Hazrat Insan, O masterpiece of Allah's creation, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Everyone shall have a death, shall have a taste of death. May Almighty Allah give us a tawfiq to walk in the footsteps of our beloved master, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the footsteps of all the Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, and in the footsteps of our Imma Arba'a, the Muhaddithin and the Awliyaullah, whom we just lost just now a few hours ago. May Almighty Allah in His infinite mercy grant Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah Jannatul Firdaus, A'la Illiyin, and grant his family Sabr Jameel. To the Khulafa, to the Murids, is a testing time. Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, the tears were rolling when his beloved son was leaving this world. We don't cry because of death, we cry because of firaq, the separation. No more can we talk to you, no more can we walk with you. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make our khatima and on Iman, and for such people the announcement is made. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Go back to your Allah. Allah is pleased with you and you are pleased with Allah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. You enter with my special servants and enter my gardens and my Jannah. May Almighty Allah make us also from them. And inshallah, we should continue making dua that Almighty Allah gives us that ta'alluq and that nisbat that we continue, that we have with the pious people and the awliyaullah. May Almighty Allah make it easy for the ummah.
Your authentic news source and reliable broadcaster. This is CII Radio live from Africa.